Hey guys, welcome to my weekly series called Real Talk on Your Best Life. On these minisodes, Luca and I lift the curtain and talk about what's on our minds day to day, just trying to live our best life. Welcome back to another minisode of Your Best Life. Hi guys, Anna Victoria here.
And Luca here. Hi guys.
So today we're going to do another Q&A. You guys loved the last one that we did. So we had a few other questions that were frequently asked. So question number one, do you guys have any relationship pet peeves of each other? Luca, I have one of you. It's really just one.
Go for it, because I can't think about anything.
No, and I have to say, I have not noticed this. I do have a funny story about it though. Okay, so it's the feet moving in the bed. And I think I've talked about this before. Okay, so hold on though, guys. Like, the reason why it used to bug me so much is because living in LA, he would, you know, rub his feet together. So he does this to relax and to go to sleep, okay? And it was something that always bothered me just because it's like, I don't know, when I am going to bed, I don't want to feel like the bed shaking, you know? I think that's a pretty normal thing to want. But living in LA, there are earthquakes. And I would seriously, almost every single night, there would be a split second, like my heart would jump and be like, is there an earthquake? Like, because Luca would be shaking the bed. So I have to say, I didn't consciously realize this until recently, that since we moved to Austin, I don't have those kind of, like, you know, fear jumps anymore, because I'm sure an earthquake could happen in Texas, but it's just not like in California. And I no longer am worried every single night that there's an earthquake.
Plus, I think I don't do it anymore because I'm just too exhausted. So I just want to sleep.
I think that's actually true. I think since having Aurora, you don't do it as much because you're just so exhausted. You just fall asleep on your own. So
Aurora, aka Lukina.
Yes. Yeah. Lukina. So, which is his new nickname for her, since she is literally his carbon copy. Looks exactly like him. So, okay. So, Luca, what's your pet peeve about me? There's something. Come on.
Oh, maybe when you scratch your ear. You know, your ear canal, when you do that raspy kind of noise, which actually happens to
scare Aurora.
Aurora
so,
up. Yeah.
Okay. So, I have to preface this. So, I have had really bad allergies my whole life. And so, my ear canal is always really itchy. So, first of all, Q-tips are like heaven to me. I freaking love Q-tips. If you come to my house, there are Q-tips everywhere normally, and which is actually probably another one of your pet peeves. But I do this like itch, this like scratching thing where it's kind of, it's not a cough, but it scratches my like inner ear and throat. And yeah, that's Luca's pet peeve. But sorry, like, when you have allergies, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So, all right.
And the Q-tips everywhere for sure. By, you know, your bed.
I've been doing really good at cleaning lately because the little amount of time that we have that Aurora gives us, I'm like, okay, no, I need to clean things up. So I think I've been better about it. All right. The next question is, what are we doing for date nights while in quarantine? So I have to say that this one is a little bit, I don't know, maybe different for us just because I was super, super pregnant and it was summertime in Texas. So like we didn't have much to do at home and it was hot outside. But and then now since having Aurora, like we just don't have, you know, the time. But with that being said, so Luca got a Traeger grill, which Luca, I'll let you take over. You can talk about this.
Yeah. I love it very much. And I love the fact that you used not to like meat, but now you actually enjoy meat. And I'm going to say you enjoy meat as much as pizza. You told me that last time.
So
that you couldn't choose which one was better, the pizza or the meat that I cooked on the Traeger.
Okay.
So that's a huge achievement.
But there are a few reasons why. So the seasoning, it's this Traeger seasoning, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay.
Traeger wrap, yeah.
I've always preferred carbs to like protein, and I still do. I mean, I would always choose like mac and cheese over like chicken or a steak or something. But I don't know what it is. This Traeger grill, like guys, this is not sponsored or anything. I just truly love it so much. Like it's like, I don't want to say candy, but it's so good. And so Luca is, thoroughly enjoying that I'm actually enjoying his cooking with meat these days.
So yeah, our date nights, you know, like we alternate where Anna takes care of Aurora while I cook on the Traeger, because I actually cook the meat in a way where it's super like tender, and you know, it takes a while.
It takes hours.
I smoke the meat, so it takes a little bit longer. And then trying to put her down so we can enjoy a meal between the two of us. Yeah, actually, just recently we popped a bottle of wine, a bottle that we have been keeping for a while, from your birthday, 2019. And we got in Napa Valley while we were having a little getaway in Napa Valley, you and I. So we finally, you know, got to open that bottle. It was a great, great bottle of wine. If you guys want to know, it's from Del Dotto in Napa. And yeah, we had actually a really nice dinner, but it was cut short because Aurora woke up in the middle of the dinner, which is fine.
That's fine.
We actually like to have some, you know, somewhat to get to the halfway point.
So that's kind of, you know, what we've been doing for kind of having some nice dinners between us at home during quarantine. Yeah. All right. The next question is, what is a day in the life of having a newborn like? So you guys, I don't think that this is something that you can fully understand until you have a baby, or unless you've like witnessed someone that has a new baby, because like, let's say we wake up. When we wake up, it changes each day. It just kind of depends on when she wakes up. We are going to be implementing like a 7 a.m. wake up time at some point, but since she's still so young, we don't want to like wake her up when she's still sleeping. Obviously, don't wake a sleeping baby, you know? So whenever she wakes up, I feed her. And then I would say that typically we try to aim for sleep and then feed and then wake time. And then she's supposed to go back down after being awake for 60 to 90 minutes from when she woke up. And that's kind of like our goal. It doesn't always happen that way. Like maybe sometimes she'll end up feeding right before her nap, or wake time will be right after she wakes up type thing. So yeah, that's kind of, I feel like that's a vast generalization of what a day in the life is like, because it is just literally nonstop one thing or the other. And
then because we need to fit work in it.
Right.
And that's the really tough thing for us, because working together means that we can't alternate. We need to be on calls at the same time.
Right.
And that's really hard. So sometimes we try to sync our nap time with meetings, but
it doesn't work.
So yeah. So we have a screaming baby in the background. More often than we would want to, but
thankfully that's just like with our internal team meeting, so like it's okay. If it was like an external meeting, then we would, you know, figure something else out, which brings me to the topic of, some of you have asked if we have gotten a nanny, and we are on that search currently. And I have to say, this is something that I don't know. It's not that I'm just gonna say, I did not grow up with we didn't grow up well off. We weren't poor, but like I always kind of envisioned people who had a nanny were like really well off, and like really, it was really like bougie. And I remember always thinking growing up, like, oh, I don't want a nanny. Like I want to be the person to like raise my children like every single second and be there all the time. And so now that we have our baby, like I'm realizing that nannies are not at all about like being bougie or like just because you have money or anything. Like, it's literally like if you're a working mother and a working father, and in our case, we work together, like we literally have no other option.
We would love for the grandparents to be here, but the grandparents can be here. So that would be obviously best case scenario, but that it can happen.
That's right, what our plan was for the first 3 months was your mom was going to be here, but because of COVID, that couldn't happen. And as we've been trying, you know, when you work for yourself, you don't get maternity leave, you know, you don't get any time off. And like, I did take like 2 weeks off and, you know, kind of, but yeah. So we are on the search for, you know, a nanny, a long-term nanny, and we're actually testing someone out this week. And so far it's great. But it's definitely scary and nerve-wracking. I could probably go on this topic for a while, so I'll just leave it at that. But that is the day in the life of having a newborn-ish. So, all right. The next question you guys asked is, what are we watching while taking care of the baby? Luca, you want to take this one?
what are we watching? I mean, whatever we watch, it was going to be stopped after a couple of minutes anyways.
Yeah, I think that's the point. We don't get to watch.
Well, you already said, I think, you watch...
Jane the Virgin.
You watch while you breastfeed.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I have some free time, which I don't, but, you know, I'm now watching the documentary on the space shuttle, the Challenger, that blew up in the 80s. But I'm still on episode one. I believe I actually started episode two, but that's it.
Yeah. I think whatever we get to watch, it's in like 5-minute increments. And, you know, yeah, that's about it. So,
you know what we've been watching, you know, kind of enjoying? Family Feud.
Oh my gosh.
Celebrity, yes. Family Feud.
We are obsessed with Steve Harvey. He is the best host. And like half of like why the episode is so funny is because of his responses to people's answers. So yeah, we've been watching a bit of that. So, all right. The last question is working out post baby. What are you doing? You know, this topic is, it's a little bit hard because it depends on the person. It depends on what type of birth you had. So since I had a C-section, I had to wait a bit longer to get cleared. I also had like a surgical procedure. They cut through, I think it's 6 or 7 layers of my stomach and also my abdominal wall. So my recovery is a bit different and getting back to working out is a lot slower than what it would be had I had a vaginal delivery. So, you know, it is honestly like the most basic, simple moves you could think of. I did share them on my Instagram, so you guys can see what I'm doing there. And it's literally like breathing work and just the very, very most basic, simple core exercises, which does not mean sit-ups. Even if you didn't have a C-section, pretty much postpartum in general, you do not want to do sit-ups. And the reason for that is because your core is still recovering. It is still regaining strength and repairing from being stretched out in your pregnancy. And you risk diastasis recti, which is where your abs separate. So you do not want to do any type of sit-up or crunch-like movement. So all of my core work is, how do I say, kind of like bringing the abs back together and strengthening them without like forcing them to separate in the movement, if that makes sense. If you go to my Insta, you'll see what I mean in the moves that I've been doing. But, you know, it is super, super, super slow, which I think is what it should be. You know, like there should be no reason to rush back into working out or getting your pre-baby body back or any of that stuff. It should really just be focusing on regaining your core strength and doing it in a safe and slow and steady manner. So that is where I'm at with workouts right now. And those are all the questions we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed this and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.